Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. You are the eighth person I am talking to today. My installers were supposed to be here between 12 and 2, my time, to install the downdraft in the stove we bought 2 weeks ago, which has been sitting unusable in our kitchen. I have called you guys now 7 times. Where is the technician?
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
I can give you the order number if you like. One of the many people I spoke to today was good enough to give me the order number.
Well, let's see here. What is the order number that you have?
0720-3084.
0720-3084. Yes. Thank you. And this order is for Juliet Chayat at 7408 Washington Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63130. Primary phone 314-303-3590. Secondary 314-862-2986 with an email of jrchayat@gmail.com. Is this correct?
It's all correct except the secondary number. You can cross that out, which I've told them 3 times.
Would you like to have a different number listed as the secondary?
No.
Okay. And I've removed that secondary contact phone number, and let's see here. And I'm checking just to see if I might have a direct contact phone number for the tech.
One of the women I spoke to today managed to actually... She texted, emailed, and called him. He did call me back after that, about 5:30 my time. He said he was about to install someone else's washing machine or dishwasher a little south of us, and that he would call me back and tell me when he was on his way. And, of course, I have heard nothing, and that was at 5:30.
Do you have his phone number? I mean, it would have been on your caller ID.
Yes, and no one answers it.
Can you provide me with that phone number?
Yep. 646-3330. As far as I know, that's what he was calling from, but who knows? I mean, it could have been, you know, the bar where he was having some drinks instead of installing my stove.
Okay, now that's not anything that would have been happening. I guarantee you that. I understand you're upset, but the technicians are not The technicians are not out lollygagging at any point during their day, and the reason for that is because these technicians start their day very, very early. They might start their day at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. They get to work. They head out to the warehouse to pick up product, and once they picked up all of their customers' product for the day, they are not done with their work for the day until either they finished every single job that they're to do on that day or until it gets to the point to where they're calling customers and saying, hey, I'm going to be arriving at 9 o'clock. Is that too late for you? And the customer says, yes, that's too late. We'll have to reschedule. Or, hey, I'm going to be arriving at 10 o'clock at night. Is that too late for you? Well, no, that's not too late. Come on. So even if the tech started his day at 6 a.m. And a customer will accept him arriving at 10 o'clock at night, he still has to be out there doing his job. So they don't have time to lollygag.
This is lovely. Can we find out where he is and if he intends to come here tonight, since I was expecting him between 12 and 2?
Was the area code for the tech 314?
It must be, because the only number that shows up here is the local one.
Okay.
646-330.
let me give the tech a call, and I would ask that you please hold.